91X News.
It's 4 degrees and mostly cloudy at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Jacob Story. In a moment over 55 years in the making, U.S. President Barack Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro shook hands as they greeted each other at the Revolutionary Palace in Havana. Reporter Jim Avila says it was an era of closer relations between the two countries.
The United States for years has been trying to topple the Castros. In fact, this is just 50 years since the Bay of Pigs when the United States officially tried to overthrow this government. And now you have, riding down the Malecón of Cuba, President Obama, welcomed by Raul Castro, who was one of the generals who was trying to fight the Americans just 55 years ago.
This is the first meeting that the two have had since Obama arrived in Cuba yesterday and marks a milestone between the two countries. Obama and Castro have met before. They shook hands in 2013 in South Africa at Nelson Mandela's funeral. In St. John's, police are currently in search of a criminal who broke into a family home this morning and stole a number of items, including a teenage girl's piggy bank, of all things. Denise Thompson posted security video of the break-in on social media to help name the criminal who made off with her daughter's savings. Jeff Higdon of the Royal Newfoundland Constabulary says posting details of alleged crimes can jeopardize police work.
The only person that knows what was taken or how something was taken is the complainant, the suspect, and police. So if we put that out to the whole public, then it can make trying to actually track the right person down or getting a false confession or any of these things very likely.
Thompson avoided saying how much cash was stolen. The family was out when the burglar struck. A space station supply ship is set to take off with a commercial quality 3D printer for astronaut use. Also included are the makings for a large-scale fire. The blaze is for scientific purposes only and won't ignite until the unmanned craft is clear of the International Space Station at mission's end. Officials say it will be the second biggest space fire ever, surpassed only by the Russian Mir blaze that nearly snuffed out an entire crew in the mid-1990s. The capsule, named Cygnus after the Swan constellation, holds nearly 8,000 pounds of station supplies for NASA. One-fourth of that is scientific research. An Atlas rocket will provide the ride, and the launch is set for 11:05 on Tuesday night. A special arbitrator has reduced the total number of money that 14 senators were ordered to pay back to the Senate in questionable expense claims by almost half. Former Supreme Court Justice Ian Binney says the current and former senators now owe a total of $177,898. Binney says the senators weren't fully aware of the rules rather than looking to break them. He had this advice for the newly appointed senators coming to Ottawa.
The Senate must be the biggest underutilized asset in our system. And if these people can turn it around, then they will have done the country an enormous favor. And I am hoping, along with the rest of the population, that they pick up the challenge and run with it.
Binney says the new senators have been handed a tremendous privilege by being allowed to serve in Ottawa without having to be elected. And with that privilege comes responsibility. That's QNET News on 91X to 3 o'clock. In sports, the Wellington Dukes take on the Trenton Golden Hawks tonight in a playoff game at the Duncan MacDonald Memorial Gardens in Trenton. Back on the topic of Obama in Cuba, the U.S. president will be in the stands when the Tampa Bay Rays play the Cuban national team tomorrow in Havana. It's the first game played by an American team in Cuba since the Orioles visited in 1999. Rays fan Sherry Cicino traveled to the island to see her favorite team.
I love this team. I love what this represents. I love President Obama coming down here. This is a huge thing for the Cuban people. It's huge things for Americans. It means a lot.
Send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville is a mix of sun and cloud today with a 40% chance of flurries or rain showers. There's a high of +4 and a UV index of 4 or moderate. It will be partly cloudy tonight with a low of -6. I am sorry to report that tomorrow we will be seeing periods of snow late in the afternoon and then changing to rain. Snowfall amounts could reach up to 2 centimeters and we'll see a high of +3. at 3:05. It is 3 degrees right now. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Jacob Story. News on 91X next at 4.